January 5th, 2018, it's the Wife from Pedro Show. Watch for Pedro show. Hey, everybody. First show of 2018. Happy New Year. Man alone, Brother Matt is back from Cabo. I'll talk to him Sunday, but I'm here in my pad, but not totally alone because the magic of those engineers in Estonia brought us Skype. We got Barry Burko from Tel Aviv. Hey, Barry, how are you, man?
Hi, Mike. I'm great. Really excited to be on your show.
Yeah. Me and Barry met years ago when Stooges got to play in Tel Aviv. It was my first time to the town. We had a good time. The night before the gig, we had a day off, and Brother Steve and myself went got taken to Jaffa and saw some music. Brother Steve got to be part of this improvisation. I can't remember the name of the pad, but I remember coming up
to it. Called,
what was it called?
Hateva.
Okay, Hateva. And maybe it's in the diary, but I remember coming through a car parking lot, and I don't know, it was a beautiful time. Brother Steve ended up on his back blowing some beautiful tenor, and I had just the greatest time. But let's talk about you, Barry, going way back. What's your earliest music memory?
Well, I was born in Canada.
What part?
And in Toronto, okay. Actually.
The big town.
Yeah, when I was young in Toronto, then all the kids were really into Star Wars.
Ah, okay.
That was just when Return of the Jedi came out, and my dad bought me records. It was like story audio books, like for kids.
Okay.
On small records, and I think that what really caught me was the music, the John Williams score.
Well, yeah, the theme, right? I remember Bill Murray.
Not just the theme, but yeah.
Well, I remember Bill Murray having a good take on that. He's like some lounge singer in the Catskills. And he's like, Star Wars, nothing but Star Wars. So anyway, so this is your oldest music memory. Okay, so it's at the yeah. pad then, right? Was there music? Did your parents play?
There was music. My parents aren't musicians, but they both loved music.
Yeah. Albums, radio?
Records. My dad used to listen to a lot of Elvis Presley and early Beatles and Michael Jackson. It was just stuff that were popular at the time, I guess.
Yeah. So, what about instruments? They're not players, so there's nothing in the house for you to play, right?
Right. And back then, I wasn't that into music. I kind of started discovering it when I was about 10 years old, 9 or 10 years old.
Yeah.
And actually, it was a friend of mine who brought back tapes from New York. He lived in New York, and he'd come visit his family in the village where I lived every summer.
Yeah.
And he brought back tapes of NWA and Eazy-E and stuff like that. So
you
actually,
mean like cassette tapes, like mixtapes?
Yeah, yeah. Just like yeah. the albums themselves on tapes.
Oh, the whole albums. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And I started listening to that.
Because you know about
that.
This, a lot of cats tell me stories about this idea of the mixtape, right? A cassette tape with just a bunch of music on it that you never heard before, and it was like big change.
Yeah, I made a few mixtapes back then.
And that was an important piece of culture, right? Because you could hand it around, and there was holes in your music gap, and your buddies would have holes in their music gap, and you could fill in each other's gaps.
Yeah, it was, well, actually, it was mostly me making the tapes because I was like the guy who was always looking for new music, and I really enjoyed, you know, introducing my friends to stuff that I came across.
Well, who was the New York friend? He seems to be very important.
Well, he was a good friend of mine for a while. We're not in touch, you know, for many years, so I don't really know what came up with him, but he introduced me to music that I enjoyed listening to, stuff that, you know, I played for myself and was just hip hop, Third Base, Fresh Prince, Will Smith,
yeah.
Stuff like that.
Rappers.
And yeah, so that was actually the first music.
Did the road ever lead back to something like Last Poets?
Like what?
Last Poets.
No, not for me.
Okay.
It kind of ended there.
There was a band from the late 60s in New York City called Last Poets. And you might
have heard of
them. Yeah, you might find it interesting, because I think some roots of rap are in with those guys. And later on, one of the guys named Lightning Rod did something called Hustler's Convention, and it was very profound, too. We're talking in the late 70s, you know. What about at school? Did you have music at school, Barry?
I didn't study music at school, but when I was 13, I saw someone playing banjo on TV, and I told my mom that I wanted to learn how to play the banjo.
Yeah.
And it's not an instrument typical to Israel, so we couldn't find a banjo teacher. So the guy at the music store, he said, start out with guitar. And then you can move on to banjo. It's basically the same instrument.
Yeah. They're close. Cousins.
Yeah. So I started playing guitar when I was 13. I took private lessons with a nice old lady in my village.
Acoustic guitar?
It was classical guitar, actually. Yeah. She taught me how to read music, and we started with really easy classical pieces for kids.
Sure.
And that's how I started.
But there was nobody like at school, like the band or singing classes or stuff like this.
Not in my school,
okay.
Actually.
Actually, that's how it is nowadays for a lot of kids. They don't have music in their schools. You cut it out.
Oh, it's too bad.
Yeah, big time. That's why Flea started that Conservatory of Music in Silver Lake, because he went back to Fairfax High where he learned trumpet. And they had no more music program. It's ridiculous. We're going to play something here. I didn't talk about what we started the show off. To Be from John Coltrane, Expression Album. And then Cashew and Pistachio, the Barry Burko Band. And here's another tune from the eponymous first album called Boulevard.
Yeah.
Let's listen.
crawled away, smashing the window. A fresh view, primary flesh, flesh primary. A meal I could cook, a toast I'd make to what begins on New Year's Day. In resolution, dust mops eternal. Calendar queen, mother numerical, doesn't believe in throwing Christmas stars away. Or anything moved, perhaps a furniture, while the homeless snooze in ticket shirts. For year to year, eternities, they wave goodbye to careless gestures gone away to what began.
The oath, then I took it back. Coffee, sugar, same routines. Rolling pennies for nicotine. Am I alone? Am I alone? No, you're not alone. Swan's arms drapes, I swear she fades. She goes to sleep, I lie awake. So head for cure, way downstream. Who change the locks on all my dreams? I try to rise above, to live without your love, to live without your love. I pray to be back together someday, where I'll be living in your love, living in your love. We build the traps like we're working rats. They build their fortunes on our backs. Am I alone? Am I alone? No, you're not alone. I caught the truth, yeah, my lungs can't lie. Trade a dream for another high. Shame and pride, they walk my heart. I wanna stand, but I just fall. I try to rise above and to live without your love, to live without your love. And I pray to be back together someday. I'll be living in your love, forever. see. They used to know me on this street. I see flowers back in bloom. I wanna make a move, but it's too soon. Shadows shove and the light still flies. I swear to God I won't be left behind. Am I alone? Am I alone? No, you're not alone. Passing flat up against my back. Not my crime, but I took the rap. But I won't break, no, I won't crack. Whatever they took, I'm taking it back. I try to walk tall, to rise above it all, to rise above it. I pray we'll be back together someday. I'll be living in your love, living in your love, in the light.
In 1993, Rondo Von Castador was an Austin, Texas music writer who one day missed his deadline. The UK transplant was all set to cover the doings of a big outdoor event of hooping and hollering, hunch a mama, rolling down Woodstocky and hills of Armadillion, ding dang. Yeah, buddy. But just when things got important and missed his deadline and never made it to the festival barriers or into the football security paddocks that weekend, where he would have pressed flesh and chewed fat with the big gunnery guitar guys a-sweating in their denims. All the usual sing-a-ling ching song rights were going to be drinking backstage, and though Willie was busy paying off his IRS debts, it was a sure bet that some of the not-so-poor boys was going to be there, too. But RVQ missed the whole shebang and left the concert promoter wondering why. Left him frowning upon the writer's unused backstage laminate. Tarnation. He was one of the most knowledgeable scribes in the U.S. of A, or any place for that matter, on the subject of Americana, Rama, Lama, Dag, Nabbit, Rabbit kind of post. Nashville done sent me a present and I threw it in the dustbin kind of music. Needless to say, the local weekly that the writer worked for was also displeased, and when he showed up in their offices a week after the fact, he insisted there was a reason, a tale to tell, and was lucky to have survived.
Walk for Peter show. That was Boulevard from Barry Berko Band. Then Brand New from Negative Example. They're out of Madison. That's Bucky Pope from the Tar Babies. Nuts. Great cat. Can't wait to see Bucky again. Guided by Voices after that. What begins on New Year's Day? We're 5 days late, but still a good question to ask. Mark Pickrell and his Praying Hands, Burn the Shrine. Mark Pickrell was the drummer of the Screaming Trees when I took them on their first two tours in the late 80s. People like Mark Lanegan, the Connor brothers, Gary Lee Connor, Van Connor, great cats, Donna Dresch. You wearing a bracelet or something, Barry? I keep hearing this noise.
No, actually, no. Okay, I'm not wearing any jewelry, Mike.
Because I'm hearing this little some kind of chimes, maybe you got a wind chime.
No, nothing.
Okay.
Pretty,
maybe it's
pretty quiet here.
Maybe it's like digital noise coming over the internet. And then Spot, who was a guest, he's living in Sheboygan now. He was on the show last month with VoiceOver Chapter 9. You know, he came to town here, stayed with Brother Steve to do some voiceover work for some audio stuff he has planned. And finally, Bigger Apartment, Barry Berko Band. Now, me and Barry can relate on apartments here because next door to me, good people, you might be hearing some noise and stuff because they're building another big-ass apartment, which means less parking on the streets for people already here, but hopefully the new neighbors are good ones. And, yeah, what's a song like Bigger Apartment about? Is it literal?
No, it's not literal.
Okay.
It's basically... I was in a therapy session with my therapist, and I felt that I kind of had like a really big breakthrough with myself emotionally, and it kind of felt like my brain moved into a bigger apartment, more spacious, more room to breathe.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bigger apartment of the mind.
Yeah. Great idea. Not to jump too far ahead, people, but this album just came out last year, right?
Yeah, March 2017.
Right, so we got to talk about the big period between you taking those classical guitar lessons and the Barry Berko Band.
Wow, yeah, that is a
so
big
you learn,
period.
So you learn how to play this guitar. It's still man alone, though. You're not really playing with other cats.
At this point, not yet, but... Okay. Later on, I took guitar lessons with a few different teachers, and studied, you know, music theory and stuff like that. And then actually, my first significant experience of playing with someone else was with my friend Nitan, who I met online, actually. I was looking for Dinosaur Jr. videos online, and I came across this user whose name was Flying Cloud, which is the name of a Dinosaur Jr. song.
Yeah.
And she said that she met another guy online who's a big Dinosaur Jr. fan, and I told her that I'm from Israel, and she said that he's from Israel too, and he was looking for people to play with.
Whoa.
And she kind of connected between us.
Where was she living?
And she was German.
Okay. That's trippy about the internet. That's the way that shit happens. It's great.
Yeah. This was 2002.
Uh-huh.
Something like that. 2003. And we met and we became really good friends. And we're friends to this day.
Great.
We don't play together that much nowadays. But back then, we just, like, you know, jammed two guitars together into the night. It was this empty house on my grandma's property where we could sit and jam all night. And that was my first experience. Then we added a bass player and a drummer. The band didn't come to much, but it did add a lot to my experience playing with other people and learning to listen to other players.
Did this band have a name?
It was called 13 Bells. I don't think there's anything online.
Okay. But were you guys writing original songs, or were you copying Dinosaur?
Well, I guess Dinosaur Jr. was a major influence, but it was original music. mostly by my friend Nitan, who's a very talented songwriter.
Okay.
And the band kind of lost steam after a certain period of time, and we kind of broke up. And each of us continued to other stuff.
Yeah, what was next for you?
After that, there were a few years of studying music. I went to music school for a couple of years. And then private lessons.
We're talking still guitar.
No, actually, I studied mostly music theory in school.
Yeah, sure.
And private lessons were, you know, like ear training.
Right, harmony.
And harmony, stuff like that. I never went far with it, you know, but just enough to get, like, a basic picture of what all those things mean.
Yeah.
And then I, this time, I moved back to Tel Aviv. I'd lived in Tel Aviv before that, but moved back to my home village, and then moved back to Tel Aviv, and that's where I met new friends, and we put a band together. Actually, that was a really interesting story because I worked in a hummus place that makes hummus.
Yeah, hummus.
Have you ever tried that?
You grind up chickpeas or garbanzo
exactly.
beans.
Exactly.
Good shit. I love it.
Yeah, it's very popular in Israel.
Yeah, I love it. A little olive oil, a little chile. It's so good.
Yeah. I love it. The good stuff.
Yeah.
And I worked in a hummus place, and this funny looking guy walked in. We were the only two guys in the place, and I don't know, he just seemed interesting to me, so I struck up a conversation. At first he was kind of suspicious. He didn't really know, you know, if I was just fucking around with him or if I was seriously interested in talking to him.
Yeah.
But we became friends. And he comes from electronic music. And we jammed together a bit. And his name is Yair Etzioni. And then through a mutual friend, we added Yair Yona. Guys named Yair. We added Yair Yona on bass. And the band's name was Farthest South.
Farthest. The last song I'm going to play today.
Farthest South, yeah. It's named after, you know, the farthest south, the point where the early explorers, you know, each time they reached a place which was the farthest they could get, like, without reaching the point of no return.
Right.
On their quest to reach the absolute South Pole.
Yeah.
So each time they reached a certain post, they called it, that's the farthest south. So it's kind of like a never-ending...
That's right, yeah.
Exploration thing.
Right.
It's always beyond your reach.
Like the word, for example, the word perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay. So this band.
It was an improv band. We started out jamming and.
Okay. I was going to ask you about the scene in Tel Aviv. Was there a lot of clubs to play?
Yeah, you could say.
Okay.
There are quite a few clubs to play. And, the scene in Tel Aviv is, there's a lot of stuff happening, all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
All kinds of, mini scenes.
Sure.
And
this guy,
this
buddy of yours was from the electronic scene, so maybe it's your first time getting to play in, dance clubs?
I don't think the music was dance oriented.
Oh, okay.
It did have a lot of electronic elements, like electronic beats, but the music itself, it was, you know, what you might call experimental.
Yeah,
free improv. Kind of abstract.
So maybe you have more artistic music clubs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Did this band ever record, Barry?
Yeah, we made three albums.
You have to turn me on.
I'd love to.
Okay.
I'll send you a link later.
Okay.
First album was with a very prominent saxophone player and musician and dear friend of ours named Albert Beggar. That was an album re-recorded with him, just as we said, free improv, and that was our first attempt. The second album was just really ambient synth skates, if you will.
More slow pace.
Pardon me?
More slow pace.
Yeah, without any rhythmic foundation. Just like really ambient.
Yeah, no beats.
No beats, psychedelic stuff,
yeah,
trippy
great.
Stuff.
I can't wait to hear. What about third album?
The third album is a project that we did with a friend of ours who's a poet. And he wrote a poetry book, which includes poems about two major experiences in his life. One of them is his wandering around the world for 7 years, like a nomad.
Whoa.
And trying a lot of psychedelic drugs.
Yeah.
And the second experience is his time as a reserve soldier in the army during the second Lebanon War. And
Two albums were more instrumental, right? This third one had words.
This one had words. This had our friend Ron
sure.
Dahan reciting his book, and us improvising kind of like a soundtrack to his words.
Yeah, very interesting. I can't wait to hear this, Barry.
And
it sounds like with Ron, very personal journeys, you know.
One when he roamed,
one he roosted. Sort of like the two stages of life. You roam, you roost. Isn't
exactly.
that interesting? Yeah. I'm so glad he shared with you guys that. I can't wait to hear it. Look, we're at the end of the first hour. January 5th, 2018 edition of the Watt from Pedro Show. Very special guest, Barry Berkel. Hold tight for hour two. January 5, 2018, it's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you. and the tough enough to say hello. If I have to trust in no dragons in the mountain, now I'm gonna let the giant come on. You cannot say this is true. You cannot say this is false. I began to trust enough to say hello. If I have to trust in no dragons in the mountain, now I'm gonna let the show us come on. Dragons in the mountain, now I'm gonna let the show us come on. There is nothing that they want to say. I don't want to start another train. Thank you.
Out for Pedro show. We start off the second hour with Barry Berkman Band doing best out of five. What's that mean? You had five tries and that was the best one?
At the time, it was, I had like five pieces that I wrote, and I felt that it was the best out of the five.
Okay. So this one ain't a metaphor. This is literal. That's great.
Yeah.
I love that tune. Then we had Maya from the Revolutionary Hell. Yeah, with Sad in the Sun. Got to play with him in the city on my B-Day. Mold Omen from Back East. I think Baltimore. Shipwreck Nerve at Delphi. Or Delphi, I guess, if you're Greek. Nick Fit with Omen out of, I think, Nagoya. Sterile Jets out of Long Beach. Fireside Drive, going to be there tomorrow, my first gig of 2018. Mark DiPiazza over there, Strong Beach. Super Freak out of, at the time he was in Bari, but now he's up in Milano. Polysemic Fear of the Trueness. And finally, Flying Hair with Hypnotize. So, farther south, you guys do three albums, and then what happens?
Then we added the fourth member. his name is Ofel Baimel. He's an awesome drummer.
Yeah.
And we gigged a bit as a four-piece. And then... Ilze Etzioni, our electronics guy, he moved to Berlin.
Okay.
So we kind of...
Now you're like a power trio.
Exactly. Now we're a power trio, guitar, bass, and drums.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of partial to this kind of thing.
I know.
Me too. Sometimes it's an organ, but I like this drums and bass with something else. Yeah.
So we continued gigging as a three piece. This time we called ourselves just Far South, you know, because we were missing our fourth member, so it wasn't the farthest south, just Far South.
There's a weird thing in English where you can't decide. Maybe it's from England. Further or farther?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't mean. It's sort of like that whom and who.
Yeah.
The fuck, you know? So, okay. Does Far South,
We went on. We played
a
lot of gigs.
Is there a little circuit there in Israel where you play in other towns besides Tel Aviv?
There are like three, four major cities in Israel. It's,
right.
Tel Aviv, Haifa, Jerusalem, yeah, and Be'er Sheva.
Okay.
And
each one of those places has...
Excuse me?
You guys would put together little tours?
Yeah, just little tours. You know, Israel is a very small country,
sure,
you can actually get anywhere within a day's drive.
That's great.
Hell rides. no hell rides.
Okay, but does this band ever record?
No, as a three-piece, we didn't record.
Okay.
But then I kind of went through some really deep and difficult personal shit. And I kind of had this emotional breakdown, and I had to quit the band. And it was a really hard time for me. I was unemployed. I was just, sitting at home, kind of staring at the walls.
What about this song I'm going to play? It's called Abandoned. People, Barry put an E at the end here, so like, done.
Exactly.
Right. Does this kind of, this feeling of this time? I know the song was probably written much
that
after.
That was actually the first piece that I finished.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah. And I put it last on the album. I was having a lot of problems finishing pieces.
Sure.
And then I remembered a quote from, I think it was Leonardo da Vinci.
Yeah.
I think. It said that art is never completed, it's just abandoned, or something like that.
Okay.
So I said to myself, you know, it's not perfect. Maybe it's not perfect. It is what it is. I'll just, you know, finish it at that and abandon it.
Okay.
So it's like I abandoned the piece and it's done.
It's done. Yeah, let's listen.
Yeah. saw you, I could tell you were a seeker of the truth. Every line in your face was like a question in the void. Why are we here? What is the meaning of life? I know you wanna know all of the answers to the questions that burn inside your soul. So I wanna tell you, there are answers that you can find. There's a book. It's on the shelf in the world's greatest library, and I will tell you how to get there. I'd like to tell you where it was. Oh, but if you were to help admit, I think you will find that you could never understand the words written inside, and you would be so ashamed. Oh, you could never understand all the words inside, and I don't even think that you would be able to color any of the pictures.
Drowning in water drops. Don't let me go, for I can't swim in water drops. I'll never come back home. Here in my water world, I'll float my day away, but I can't swim in water drops. The end is soon.
Thank you.
Watt for Pedro show. Yeah, that was a band done. Barry Berko band. Then we had Ted Kaine with The Truth Part 1, Pile, The Browns, Birds of Paradise. I think they're out of Toronto. Water Drops, and Alion, Ricardo Tejero, Colin Webster, Marco Serrato, Boradias, Arcedilla. And finally, from Brighton, England, The Empress of Ice Cream, Shade, had them on the show a month ago. Okay, so that's a bummer time.
Yeah.
Right. The Barry Berko band. Is that what's next?
Yeah. Okay. During this time, I kind of couldn't bring myself to play guitar. I kind of had this whole issue with my instrument. And it didn't help, you know, that I was having constant anxiety attacks and depression and mood swings. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And a friend turned me on to GarageBand. It's this app on the iPhone.
Yeah, software that comes with every Apple.
Yeah. And
you can record yourself, people. That's what it's about. Really simple.
Yeah. Really simple. And I, you know, I didn't have any other way to record myself. I didn't have like a tape or a studio or a computer or anything. Just this GarageBand on the iPhone.
Wow. Okay.
So, you know, I started fooling around with it. And, you know, I just found myself hours at a time writing drum parts, writing bass parts, writing parts.
And Barry, you do it by like tapping little things out on the keyboard, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Trippy.
I actually have like two tennis elbows now because I did that for like a year. I swear, both of my elbows.
I believe you.
Tennis elbow, I think it's called.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pain. It's kind of hurt. Yeah.
And that's what I did for like a year, just tapping away at the screen. You know, it was in retrospect, I guess it was maybe like kind of therapy or something like that.
Yeah, of course, of course.
But I just found a way to be creative that was easy.
And at least it wasn't self-destructive. You know, it was like you said, creative.
Yeah. But I wasn't aiming for anything, you know. Sometimes they say that when you try too hard,
sure,
get something, then it always escapes you.
Or they say you get in the way of yourself.
Exactly. And you know, I'm 40 years old now, and this is my first album. And for years I just didn't feel that I was ready or capable of expressing myself in such a way. And in that sense, you know, I thank that terrible time that I went through because it taught me a very important lesson that from the deepest shit, you can always find something that will get you through it, and maybe even benefit from a really shitty situation. You know, and I have this album to my name, and I'm really proud of it. And,
I think it's great.
Thank you.
I really dig it. And you know,
thank you.
Orson Welles, I mean, this was a commercial he did. I think it's his last work, but he said this funny thing, you know, shilling for some $2 chuck, terrible kind of wine, you know. But he said, no wine before it's time. And there's something about that. Forget the $2 chuck, but there might be something to that about the experience you went through, Barry. So,
definitely.
You know what I mean? And maybe, yeah, the fermenting, the aging, whatever, it just added to the nuance, to the persona, you know. Your record is really deep. I dig it. And I think maybe it only could have came if what happened, you know. So it shows something, too, about your perseverance, too, that you didn't quit. You kept pushing. That's very admirable. Look, we come to the end of the second hour, January 5th, 2018, Watt Pedro Show. Special guest, Barry Berko. People, hold tight for hour 3. January 5th, 2018. It's the third hour of the Watt for Pedro show. Watch for Pedro show started the third hour off with Barry Burko Band doing Burrow, which kind of goes with Barry Burko Burrow, except, it's getting into it, digging down. Tell us about it, Barry.
I was living, a few years ago, I lived in a neighborhood in Tel Aviv, kind of like a hip, trendy kind of neighborhood. And the rent prices here are insane, and especially in a trendy neighborhood like that.
Like so, Manhattan or something like that.
No, it's more like kind of like arty.
Brooklyn.
Hipstery kind of, yeah, I guess.
Or Highland Park over here, what they turned it into.
I guess so.
Silver Lake. Yeah. So what happened?
I could afford to live in a small room, and it was really tiny.
It wasn't the big apartment.
No, that it was a small apartment. That was the burrow.
Burrow, like a hobbit.
Like a hobbit hole. Exactly.
Yeah, a hobbit hole.
And I never cleaned it, and it was dark.
Probably had a good dank odor.
Yeah, and I never invited anyone over.
Okay. This so is Barry's
that's the girl.
Okay. It's trippy, the source material that goes into making songs, huh?
Yeah.
I guess you got to really feel it, though. Okay, then we heard from Skopje in Macedonia, Vasco. And, man, I have trouble sometimes. Adanasowski. And Sohrab Habian with just a jam they did. They're working on a new album. Fluffers Union, by the way, on his label, Balkan Veliki. And then I have a release, Kara Schumer, Jaded Azurites. Fluffers Union out of Texas with IMFM, Double Knot, Spy Car Bolero. I think I'm playing bass there. That's these guys from, I think, Silver Lake area here in SoCal. They want to play in the Val. Got to get back to Joe Berardi. They have an incredible drummer man named Joe Berardi. I've gotten to do things with. And then finally, out of Portland, Breakfast Cowboy with Not On My Watch. Barry, we got this song called Anxiety's Kiss that I want to play. I thought that was really interesting because we were talking about a time where you had the anxieties, right?
Yeah.
So tell us about this tune.
Well, the name kind of speaks for itself.
Well, it's got to be kind of metaphor because I don't think there's really a personified anxiety.
Yeah, but you know, just it came to that that often when I get an anxiety attack, it was like, you know, like that line from the Simon and Garfunkel song, "Hello, Darkness, My Old Friend."
Ah, so like the familiarness.
Yeah.
Not like you really dig it, but you know it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's the kiss.
Yeah, 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 wow. It's not like grandma slipping you the tongue. That was an old joke I learned when I was a boy, and I never have been able to forget it.
Now I can't forget it either.
It's branded on the brain. Let's listen, Barry. For Pedro Show, last music for this edition, yeah, Anxiety Kiss from Barry Berko Band. Then we had Alienation from Chinese Herbal Medicine out of Portland, Maine. The other Portland. Breakfast Cowboys, Portland, Oregon. From Greece, The Alien, the Fofiko Band. This is a cat in his 40s who wanted to start doing music, so I'm going to learn bass. I'm into that. And then Kurt Stifel and the Swing Shift with the Baptist. Mailman with Hoagie. And finally, Farthest South, Barry Berko Band, which is kind of maybe a tribute to that band you had with your three guys when you were making the albums.
Exactly. It's dedicated to them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's beautiful. We were saying off air, people, you got to understand, Barry made this whole Barry Berko album, Barry Berko Band album, with just a set of fucking earbuds, smart leash, and two tennis elbows. Some tapped out fingers. I mean, you've heard it, right? I've played the whole album on the show here, and it's amazing. And it's for me, too, it's very personal, even though you're using all these sounds and samples. See, that people, this is my idea about art. It's not so much the items, it's the spirit. And Barry, you charged up a bunch of computer components to fucking sing and cry and laugh. It's beautiful. I'm really, really impressed by what you did. In fact, very inspired. This is when people sometimes, oh, you're from the old days. But, man, you need people from these days, too, that keep proving to you, that to myself, that, yeah, I was on the right track to get into music with D-Boom. You know, so I'm very, very grateful to you. What are your next plans?
First of all, thank you very much for what you just said. It's really flattering, and I appreciate it, especially coming from you, who's been a big inspiration for me for a very long time.
So maybe reciprocate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes.
Which is what life is about. You know, I think life's about taking turns. Sometimes, somehow, you're an inspiration. Somehow, some way, you find some other cat that can give you inspiration. I think it's a good thing.
And I think it's one of the most fulfilling things to be able to actually inspire someone, you know, and it's an honor to be able to do it sometimes.
What's
next?
Yeah.
I finished learning how to play these pieces, or some of them, on guitar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I kind of... Interpretation. Trippy.
It's kind of... I exported the tracks without the lead part, or one of the parts.
Yeah.
And that part, I learned how to play... Those parts I learned how to play on guitar.
Do you have plans to record this?
Excuse me?
Do you have plans to record these versions?
No, I want to start performing with these versions first.
Ah.
Like just me and my guitar and the virtual Barry Berko band as
a
playback. Yeah, but it's all me, you know.
Yeah, sure.
It's all me playing all those instruments, so that's the band. And I want to try it out. I want to see how it works.
Do gigs. Yeah.
Yeah, to do gigs. I want to perform in front of people. Always interested me very much.
I remember the first time I saw that kind of stuff, you always saw drummers with earphones.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're having to play to the click track. But
yeah.
I guess you don't have to worry because your beats are actually off the machine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and you know, in my head, I just play it out of play the album out of the PA.
Yeah, sure.
Without the missing part, and I play those parts, and hopefully it'll be fun.
Wow. And then maybe down the road, you try a hybrid thing for the Barry Berko band number two.
Yeah. I have a lot of unfinished music. I can't do another record on the phone because my elbows are killing me.
Sure.
So I'm saving up for an iPad.
Okay. Or at least maybe a MIDI keyboard controller.
Yeah, but this time I want to play guitar because I kind of made my piece with the guitar and I want to record
myself
playing guitar.
But you know, there are controllers for guitars too. I don't know how good they are. I think there's some for bass now.
But I have a guitar synth.
That's what I'm talking about. Somehow tracks the guitar playing and can translate it into MIDI information.
Yeah, and you get all kinds of sounds. I really
you can also make drums even. You know.
Yeah.
Right. So, I know with your mind being as fertile and imaginative as it is, I can't wait to hear it again. And I do want to hear the formative stuff from the Further South. So
I'll send it over.
Yeah.
Sure.
Now, people want to find out about you, Barry, on the internet. How can they do that?
I have a Facebook page, Barry Berko Band.
Okay.
And
that, people, that's BarryBerkoBand. So just look on that on Fake Look. And, do you have a Bandcamp page yet?
Yeah, I have a Bandcamp page. My album is on it.
Yeah, so and, check that out, too.
I actually added like three bonus tracks.
What's that?
Sorry, I didn't hear you. I said that I actually added like three bonus tracks for anyone who downloads the album, like the full album.
Okay.
The stuff that I finished after I released the record.
Right.
Yeah, so you can go over there and pay as much as you want.
Barry, your journey through music is incredible inspiration, like I already told you. I want to thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And I want you to keep on keeping on, please.
For sure. Okay. Definitely. Thank you.
We'll talk again. As soon as you get chapter two done, we'll talk about it again, okay?
For sure. Thank you very much.
Everybody, it's January 5, 2018 edition of Waffle Pedro Show. Special guest, Barry Burko. Everybody out there, Happy New Year and keep your powder dry.